Yeah, well, with this 7300 Mark II, I heard a lot of people talk about it on the radio and whatnot, and talking about this kind of radio and the 91s and, you know, the difference, you know, between the Yaesu and the ICOMs and the Kenwoods and all that. And I just figured, well, there's a lot of money, but I heard somebody say, well, you know, buy once, cry once. So that's kind of where I'm at. I figured it's my first HF rig. So I'll just go ahead and get it and enjoy it for a long time. I mean, at my age, I don't have time to start small, work up, if you know what I mean. So I've got some antenna work I'm going to do. The guy gave me a 10 to 40 dipole. I've never seen one quite like this. It's like four separate antennas in one, in a dipole configuration. So I'm going to get that put up and see what we do. I've been using one of those Comet toy box antennas, and it's okay, but, you know, it's not for a base station at all. And it'd take too much fiddling around with it, you know, to tune it in to different frequencies. But I put it up, and I've been listening. I'm getting ready to take the general, so figured get ready, you know, now, so that, you know, when I do get that license, I can hit the ground running. KF8 FGS, back to Dakota.